We are recording.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So it is Wednesday, September 24th, and I call this monthly meeting of the New Hampshire Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. So roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Here, remotely.
Director Duquette.
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Wow. So, first, next item up, public input as it pertains to this evening's agenda. Would anybody like to speak up? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Next item, minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of July 16, 2025.
Before the motion, proof of minutes, July 16, 2025.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion on that item? Okay. So, all those in favor of approving the NAA public minutes, July 16, 2025, Chris, will you call the roll, please?
Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
And Director Duquette.
Yes.
Okay, the motion is approved. Next item, Treasurer's Report, approval of the July 2025, August 2025 financial statement subject to audit.
Okay, so I'm going to skip right over the July one because it's go right to August. We haven't formalized our budget yet, but yeah, most of the overhead numbers are in there. They look pretty good. There's some revenue numbers we're still working on. But we do have positive numbers here to date. And nothing out of the ordinary, again, which is a good thing. And so right now, against the proposed budget, we're at a positive $14,000 for the year so far. And the balance sheet still looks strong. We're going to be spending some of that money ahead of reimbursement on a project, but the balance sheet is pretty strong. We've got receivables are in good shape, and our idle cash is invested in the short term, at a short term level, earning some pretty significant interest, which is a good thing. So that's pretty much all I got. Nothing out of the ordinary. Any questions, problems?
Jeff, any questions on the financial statements?
No questions. Thank you, Dave, for your summary.
Okay. Quick summary, right?
Put forth the motion to approve the July and August 2025 financial subject audit.
Second. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the July 2025 and August 2025 financial statement subject to audit. Chris, please call the roll.
Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Okay, that motion is approved. Next item for the Treasurer, approval of the fiscal year 2026 budget.
We are going to do that. We're still working on some revenue numbers, correct, Susan?
Yeah.
So we're going to table that to our next meeting. But the budget that's in there now is pretty solid. Again, we're just trying to tweak some revenue numbers, but I'm not talking about variances all year long. No. Okay, so do we need a motion to table for next?
The chairman.
I'm sorry, Chris?
The chairman states that we're going to table it.
Yes, we will table approval of the fiscal year 2026 budget until our next meeting. Okay, communication. So we have one communication with the NAA for this, this past month. Nashua Fire Rescue, whom I see here this evening. Pine Hill Road Fire Station Feasibility Study. So that's been reported. brings us to reports. So first up is the tower report. And let's see. So I see for July, 31 operations, an increase of 807 or 15% month over month. And year over year, up 966 or 19%. We're still down, for the month, still down 16% year over year. And August, 5643, we're off by 488 month over month, or 8%. And 2025, down 656 or 10% year over year. That one. Airport manager, please.
Okay, recent events. We had our Wheels and Wings event this past weekend. Fantastic turnout. We had great weather. We had over 3,300 people attend this year. Everything went very smooth with the exception of one of our tenants who got injured and ended up taking an ambulance ride. Thankfully, rescue personnel were on scene. But best wishes to Don Belisle with a quick recovery. He broke his arm. He's having surgery tomorrow. But very well attended. Everybody was happy. And look forward to it next year. And big thank you to Parks and Rec Department, Eric Bernard. He put together, I did all the aviation-related activities. He took care of everything else, including parking, police details, et cetera. So he did a great job. Other items of interest, I recently met with Matt Colvin, City of Nashua Director of Community Development, and we discussed paving Perimeter Road, and I recently received a call from the Department of Public Works, and they told us that they'll be paving Perimeter Road starting on October 1st.
Party in the house.
So, yeah, that's taken a while, but it's finally happening. And it's going to be about a week-long project. And I sent notification out to all of our tenants, and hopefully they've shared that with any transient customers they may have, et cetera. Should be very little inconvenience. Everybody, they'll do what they, I believe they refer to as sequential or variable traffic control, where they'll only shut down portions of the road at a time and you'll be able to get around them. So that should work out just great.
Chris, do you know if they're going to be taking, they're going to be grinding it down?
Yep, they're doing a 2-inch mill and overlay on the entire road. Anywhere where they break through the 2-inch, it won't be full box construction, but they'll dig down and take care of the prep underneath it.
So not just going to pave over what's there.
No, it's a 2-inch mill and overlay. There'll be something left, but not really.
Right.
So, and then they'll continue to maintain that crack sealing, et cetera. And you know, they're saying that there's probably a 20-year lifespan on it. And they were working with Hainer Swanson as well, their engineering department, and they've all, you know, been studying the road to see what was the best fit and what fit into the budget to take care of it. I asked about a full reclaim on it, you know, going down, say, 18 inches or so of the reclaim. They said it would cost 70% more for the whole job, and they said they could not do that, but this should last about 20 years, they're telling me. So,
with some of the stuff that Greg and company might want to be doing, is there a way to coordinate some of that? Because I know that, like, just on the entrance into here, the Perimeter Road, or comes into this area. I know that you talked about some kind of signage and entrance and everything. I want to make sure that they don't do anything that gets in the way of anything.
They're just paving the road,
yeah,
so I don't.
But I can't imagine it would be in the middle of construction or anything.
Yeah, okay. It shouldn't. Yeah.
Sure.
So I have a question on that, Chris. The last time I heard about repaving roads in Nashua, that after something like that gets repaved, there's a 5-year hiatus, I believe it is, on cutting into the pavement. And will that affect any of the construction.
Not that we know of, because, and we discussed this, because all the water and the sewer is coming from inside in between perimeter and the runway right now for the LY Infinity project. So it's not in the road at all.
So nothing has, so once these two parts, the current LY and hopefully the next phase before the T hangers.
It all comes off.
There's no digging up of the road that needs to be done.
Not that we know of.
So the water sewer is already done, or the study goes, and because we're starting from this side, the idea was to, for all of the future expansion, to go in that direction. So we wouldn't be tapping it from the other side. I mean, it would make sense for that. But so we're going to triple check it before we do it.
Sure.
But right now, it looks like.
And it all comes from University Drive.
Yeah.
Across, and so it's in basically that path that runs from the old University Drive entrance.
Yeah.
It's in that area, and so like Greg said, they'll bring it out to the new buildings, and anything that gets pushed south of that will tap off of that.
So it's already from University Drive,
it's already here.
It's already under.
That's what takes care of this building, actually.
Okay.
So, and everything moving on out. And what goes across the runway and feeds the rest of the sewer feeds the city, but it accommodates the city.
And
so
if we do something down further,
it's down the end of the road.
Down near India, that's
the
road.
Yep. It's already down there. Okay. So, okay. Any more questions about the paving? Good. Big victory for the airport.
Yeah, a long time coming.
I thank the city engineers, and I have had a conversation with the assistant director of public works, thanked them personally, and it was a long time trying to get this done.
Yeah.
So, I also met with a gentleman named Mark Andrews and Laurie Seymour. We discussed developing a hangar to accommodate 3 aircraft for the Commemorative Air Force to be based here at Nashua. They're in the process of acquiring a T-6 Texan, a Stearman biplane, and currently the CAF has a PT-23 that's based in Hampton, and they want to base them all here. And I put them in touch with Mr. Muse, who's in the planning process for developing the T-hangers out on the India ramp with boxes on the ends of some of the T's. And so they met last week with each other, and they're going to plan a large box on the end of one of the T's for the Commemorative Air Force to have a base here at Nashua.
Right.
So that's in planning stages, but it's looking pretty good. They're literally in the process of buying those other 2 aircraft, and the Stearman, I'm sorry, the PT-23, they already own it. So, September 19th, I drove to New Hampshire DOT, picked up the grant offer for the runway crack in runway marking project, crack sealing and marking project. We'll have this grant offer returned to New Hampshire DOT by October 3rd, and it'll go on the Governor Council meeting on November 12th. As you know, we opted to move forward on this project in advance of the Governor and Council approval on this due to the fact that we're running out of time, and we need to have this done before winter. So there's a contract that Farrell signed, and we're waiting on the city's corporation counsel, Steve Bolton, to sign it so we can move forward with having the contractors. And Danny and Mark will talk about this more when they come up.
So this is the grant offer that was on DOT's desk last January? Is that the one?
January.
Not this one, no. January 25th.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay. This January, yeah.
Yeah, 9 months
ago. I thought you were talking 24.
Speed of light.
February.
Okay.
February.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Well, in deference to the DOT, they just received the grant from the FAA and processed it. took a little while to get it, all the signatures, but we do have it in our possession, and that'll be coming up later on in this meeting.
So there's no risk of us not getting that money?
Well, we feel, I would say, 99.999% confident that once it's in our hands, it's been signed off by DOT. I think it'd be a cold day, and you know where the governor and council ever got something like that, said, no, we don't want this federal money coming into our state.
Yeah.
So I think it's a home run at this point. We've never had anything denied by governor and council, and there's no reason for them to deny it. That's it. I already covered the other two items. I kind of got ahead of myself there. Again, well wishes to John Belisle. Speedy recovery. Is a pretty serious fracture he had when he fell down.
What did he do, trip up or something?
He was hanging his flag up, and he fell.
Is that a ladder?
No.
Oh.
And,
good.
Yeah, so he's having surgery tomorrow. But that's it. Anybody else have any questions?
Is he around here or in Boston?
No, he's here. He's having it done at Southern.
So with regard to the center line crack sealing and all that project, I got a notice from DocuSign saying that the saying that signature was voided, I think.
Danny?
Yeah, you'll have to re-sign it again. We're trying to get Steve Bolton to sign it first because he was having a hard time getting the DocuSign, so we're going to try to get it from him first and then send it to you again after him, have him sign first and you second.
Okay.
So my plan is to meet with Steve once we sign the grant offer tonight. I need to meet with Steve to have him sign that, and we'll discuss the signing of the contract as well at the same time.
So is the contractor ready to go?
Yes. Contract is ready to go within the next few weeks. My stipulation is that we get a minimum of 2 weeks notice to give to the tenants. And I've already discussed it with Greg at LY and some of the flight schools on the field that are busy and everybody knows. It's going to be a Monday through Friday. These guys will talk about that when they step up next, but it's a Monday through Friday from 7 to 5. And you should be able, yep, for a week. It's not just crack sealing, it's remarking the runway as well. And they'll be water jetting the rubber off the runway and the existing markings.
Power wash.
Danny's going to do it, I think.
Yeah. I'll have the nozzle.
Anybody else? Going once? So.
I have one last question on the paving. So how does the City of Nashua do the outreach for the other businesses? Obviously, I saw your blast going out to the airport constituents, but what about the folks on Perimeter Road businesses?
We've reached out to all of them. And again, it should have minimal effect on everybody. The most you would ever have to wait, they told me, was about 10 minutes. And that would be while they're actually laying the asphalt down and they have to roll it before you can drive into your entrance. So it's really not going to impact anybody.
They've just been doing a lot of paving, so they've probably got it down pretty good.
Yeah. But no, we sent notification out to everybody on our list just.
Okay.
And that includes all of our tenants on Perimeter Road as well, other side.
That's on airport side as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
And again, they assured me the paving foreman, he's the one that said it, that maybe 10 minutes, if we just laid asphalt down, you're trying to drive in,
right,
and you're, they have half the road blocked off and half not, 10 minutes to roll it, you can drive right over it. Now, do we want fuel tankers driving over it, turning their wheels on it? No. I already spoke with Greg. We've come up with an alternate plan to come in the inner taxiway if we have to.
What about Quality's driving trucks up and down the road all the time?
Quality's going to continue to drive trucks.
No, I know, but I mean, to that same point, that we don't want them screwing around.
Yeah, well, we're going to I mean, the paving company's taking care of the traffic control, and they're not going to let them on it if they... And the other thing, quite frankly, with quality struts, they're super lightweight. They're not hauling anything heavy.
Yeah.
Just have to keep from turning the wheels immediately on the pavement.
Right.
So, and if they have tractor trailers come in, we'll have them drive on the milled side of the street, and they can park in the old fuel fueling area, fuel farm area.
So that brings us to airport engineer.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Marco Cariano, project manager with Gale Associates, and with the Phoenix Area. I'll be giving the project monthly project update. So Gale is currently administering three projects to the authority. First project is rehabilitate taxiway alpha and the 50 taxiway. Continental paving completed all the punch list items, including the submitting the notice of termination for the stormwater pollution prevention plan. That was sort of the last thing that needed to be filed before we close that out. Closeout process has started. The only thing that we're going to need the authority to do is review and sign in the appropriate area for the closeout package before we submit that to the FAA. That'll include the final periodic cost estimate and final final Gale invoice. We'll include those in the final reimbursement, which goes with the closeout package. Once all those are approved, this project will be complete. The next project is the
quick question. In the closeout process, do we still have retainers that we hang on to, or that be cleared out too?
That will be released with the final periodic cost
estimate. So basically, we'll have zero on our books for this project by the time, sometime in the next month.
We will submit the package as soon as possible. It's up to for the FAA initiative to review that package and then.
Roughly how much is that kind of thing?
$56,000 and change for construction and another $19,000 for jail.
So that's under $85,000. Okay. Thank you.
The next project is to relocate AWOC and SAW. Working with Cullen, who is kind of like a contractor, who is a contractor Lower Fitter. To review construction submittals sort of as they come in. One of the things that's been holding the construction up is the reimbursable agreement for construction phase services of the FAA. The FAA does have a part in the AWOC, it's their equipment that we're relocating. They need to service it and put it back into use once all the site work is done. We need a reimbursable agreement for them to do that work. That process has been slower than normal, but we're hoping to get something tomorrow. Once that's in place, we can go ahead and coordinate with Cullen and get a construction start date to move that one forward. We did discuss, being able to construct it, in the winter when it gets cold, and as long as the ground's not frozen, they can do their work. So hopefully we can get that going soon before the winter. If not, we may have to sort of revisit that again.
Is the concrete work precast then if we're going to do it in the winter?
Typically, that's what they do. We haven't seen the submittals on it yet, but typically, in our craft products, they're calling you precast.
Okay. And that reimbursable agreement is directly with the FAA?
That is directly, yep. That'll be, yep, it's sort of similar to the one that during the design process. I don't know if you guys remember that one, but it's the same thing. There'll be a reimbursable agreement with the FAA. The airport authority will upfront the money. Then it'll get drawn down, and then whatever's not used will be returned. And then once the final invoice from the FAA is submitted to the authority, submitted to Gale, we'll process that and send it with a reimbursement request for the final closeout. So just that's a quirky thing that you need to provide that money up front for them to draw down from.
So this is something that we don't need DOT involved to have happen.
From what I understand, it's through the FAA. Right. They're going to be providing the agreement, yes.
Okay, so there's about $500,000 of the cost estimate for the project. So how much of that would we need to front?
I don't have the number off the top of my head. It'll be probably under $50,000.
Oh, okay, so you say advance, it's not the whole.
No, so just the reimbursable agreement, that's separate from the construction. I'm sorry about the confusion.
Okay, no, that's included in the 500.
So the total grant amount includes the reimbursable, estimate for the reimbursable agreement.
Okay.
So a fraction of that is actually what the reimbursable agreement is going to cost.
Similar to the engineering study.
And the design, and the
right,
design,
the design
for the AWOS project too, I think it was closer to
40, what was this? 46,000.
So with any kind of luck, this thing is going to be, those things are going to be moved by next spring?
Yes.
Hopefully ahead of that.
Hopefully ahead of that, depending on the sort of the reversible agreement. We're supposed to get that tomorrow.
Right.
So hopefully we can move things forward and get the everything going. I'll get the metal from Cone, get that, then I get a start date. We can't start until that reversible agreement is in place. The next project is the runway tunnel and crashing project.
I have a question. You mentioned that this was the Cullen was the low bidder.
Yes.
Have you worked with them before?
We have, yes.
Okay, so they're still okay.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you're low bid, I get a little nervous.
No, we worked with them on a couple projects, and they've done great work, and they're very easy to work with.
Okay,
they're responsible.
Thank you.
Dave, all we hear is low bid on these projects.
I know, but it's a fingernail on a blackboard.
Yep.
We check references and that thing, and we have worked with them before on the project, and we make sure that everything's the last project is the runway tunnel and traction project. We're the Port Authority received the grant offer last week, and we're trying to coordinate the start date with J.J. Cunningham, the most responsible bidder.
Most economical bidder.
I don't know, I remember that conference call.
Most qualified.
So the recommended action for the Airport Authority to vote approve and accept the grant offer and then sign the grant offer to approve.
Just so happens we have a motion for exactly that.
I knew you had that in your back pocket.
Thank you.
Okay, we put forth a motion to authorize Farrell Woods, Chairman of the National Airport Authority, to execute and deliver for and on behalf of the National Airport Authority any contracts for the state of New Hampshire related to SBG 12-33-2025, cracked seal, rubber removal, and marked pavement on runway 1432.
I'll second that. Okay, any more discussion on the motion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, Chris, please take the roll.
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yep.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Okay. Any additional questions?
This is the one that we're paying, we're advancing until sometime in November, or whatever that. Sometime after that. So the whole contract price is roughly $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all contract? That's not all contractor. So about half of that is contractor.
Yep.
So we'll be writing a check for about half of that in advance. You're
going
to wait for yours.
As usual.
So what typically happens on these projects is the contractor will form the work.
Yeah.
We'll put together a cost estimate, then outlines what work has been done and the cost of all that work. The contractor will submit an invoice, and then it's up to the authority to pay that invoice.
Okay.
So it's similar to Gale when we provide invoices, it's up to you.
Right.
And then we'll take all that and then put together a reimbursable agreement
So we can't get we can't submit that paperwork until we actually pay something. Mm-hmm. You can't run it parallel. In other words, do the work, we pay you at the same time the money is getting approved in Concord?
No, it would, but it could happen shortly thereafter.
Okay.
So if you were to, so we can submit a reimbursable agreement on an invoice.
Okay, so we might be out of pocket maybe a couple of months. Not even. Okay.
It's going to be governor council on November 12th.
Right.
So and then if it's approved.
They have the money. Yeah.
No, I know that. I think they've had the money for other projects too, and it's still taking months to get it. So, okay.
It's
been
a little better lately.
Okay.
Much better lately.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Any other questions or all I have to
do? Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. So we bring this to the committees. We don't have any outstanding committees. Under old business, I see paving the perimeter road. I think we've already discussed that item.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. New business, we have one item that we're going to discuss actually in non-public. That brings us to upcoming events. I don't see anything listed as we kind of, look toward the end of the year. And I like to tease my wife and tell her it's going to snow soon. And so that brings us to public input. We look to close out the meeting. Do we have any public input toward the end of the meeting here?
I'd like to read something. Chairman Woods, Crystal Frenzy was going to join us this evening and address the board and public comment, public input, but he could not be here this evening. He had a training conflict. So he asked me to read this on his behalf. Dear Mr. Lynch, due to a last-minute change to my work schedule, I'll be out of town for the authority meeting Wednesday night. Just a little preface here. Chris is interested in a board position for the National Airport Authority. Nashua was first part of my life, I'm reading on his behalf, when I was lucky enough to come to tour Boston Center as a junior in high school. We visited Barfield and I was intrigued. Being a native New Englander, although barely, Connecticut, he said, he admits.
Hey, that's not bad.
No, it's right, you're from there too. The area appealed to me. The bustling airport seemed like the best aviation community I could imagine. I was right, and it still is 30 years later. I've operated out of this airport as a student, a charter pilot, an instructor, examiner, he was a designated pilot examiner, aircraft owner, and most recently as a business owner. I started LaPrenzy Aviation to provide training and access to special aircraft. I've run it here since 2008, renting hangar space since 2018. My partner, Sophie Anderson, and I currently run 3 aircraft out of Hangar 89, and both also work for JetBlue, flying the Airbus 220 out of Boston. I love this airport. My life and career wouldn't be as positive as, as they have been without my time here. The opportunities that I've been afforded and the community that makes this airport great. I'd like to do more to propagate these things and hope that serving on the board might be a way to accomplish this. The next decade will change the airport in new and exciting ways, and I look forward to these changes and hope that we can all work to retain the community that has made Nashua Airport home. Appreciate your time and consideration.
Hey, thank you. I personally would really like to see Chris.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would highly recommend Chris. I've known Chris for a long time, as many of us have, and he's a very genuine person, and he has a genuine interest in the airport, and he runs an awesome business on this airport. The training he provides in his times when he was a designated pilot examiner, he was probably the most respected DPE in the Northeast for a long time. He's a very fair gentleman with a great deal of experience. He was chief pilot at PlaneSense for many years. This is his life, and like he said to me on the phone, he goes, I want to get back to the airport. So I think that Chris would be a great fit for our board.
I agree with that. And
Yeah, he signed off my incident training.
We won't hold that against him.
I'll chime in and second those comments. Chris has been amazing to work with. He's wonderful to fly with. He's been a community member at, in the airport, and I would definitely appreciate him serving on the board of trustees as well.
Okay.
So, it,
I have to tell it to the mayor.
Yes, the process is that we have to present him to the mayor, Farrell. I think that that's what you should do.
Okay. No, I'd be happy to do that.
Please.
Okay.
I don't remember where it says it, but I do recommend that you guys concurrently with that consider adding, changing it so that you have one or two more people so that it's easier to maintain it along. We have this too much in our city where, whether it's the Historic District Commission or the Planning Board or whatever, where too many people have had to wait to have things done because the organizations couldn't maintain quorum. That's typically not the case here, but that just gives you the flexibility to be able to do so if you can have one or two more.
And if I could say one more thing about Chris, he's actually in the middle of, this doesn't sound right, but a downgrade at JetBlue. He's going from captain to first officer on the 220, and it's only based on seniority and changes in the company. But he got called away for training today, but after this, he now will be able to bid his schedule. And he said he goes, I can make every meeting for the next few years for sure. So that's a good thing for us.
Okay. Well, thank you for reading that, Chris. Appreciate it. Brings us to director's comments. I'll start with Jeff.
Yeah, I guess big news about the paving, and I just want to congratulate Chris, the whole MAA team, and the board. I know that we all had a little bit of input to try to make this work, and Chris especially has been working hard on this for a couple years. This is going to be a great benefit to the airport and to the businesses. So congrats. We'll take these victories when they come. So just want to commend everybody for their hard work. Thank you.
I like all that.
it's a great addition. I mean, with all that, especially with the new tenant coming on board, you know, the new LY group, and their plans for the expansion of the operations here. You know, it's kind of hard to have a potential customer with a $70 million piece of equipment, you know, driving down a dirt road to get to their hangar. So this will be certainly a welcome improvement to the airport and supporting our efforts going forward. And thanks, Chris, for making it happen. I know we've been going on for a while. I know that, you know, Jeff sent the letter. I sent something 2 years ago. Nothing happened. I guess maybe it just takes enough time, and finally the right person hears it, and the right presentation is made, and it worked out pretty well.
So I would like to second all of that. I want to also thank Jessica for putting together a letter a little while ago and sending it to the city, imploring them to consider repaving perimeter. I would like to think that had a positive net effect. Thank you, Chris, for beating the drum for a long time on this issue. No doubt your efforts have paid off here too. And Dave, similarly, for lobbying with the city.
I told Shane that was because he's no longer here that they're going to pave the road.
this is all good stuff. I'm excited about that. I also want to thank local pilots who brought their aircraft to the Wheels and Wings event.
Oh, yeah.
This past Saturday. I watched local pilots and a few from out of town open up the aircraft. Let families with kids look at the aircraft, let the kids sit in them. It's It's a wonderful outreach event. I think 3,300 people is what I heard. That's generous of our pilots to make their aircraft available for that. I appreciate it. So, Brian?
I've made my comments on MLSA.
Okay, very good. So with that, we come to adjournment to non-public session pursuant to RSA 91A32D, consideration of the acquisition, sale, or lease of a real or personal property. So, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. We are adjourned to non-public. Thank you.